A Malaysian court has withdrawn a murder charge against the only suspect still being held for the murder of a member of North Korea's ruling family. The Vietnamese woman had faced a murder charge for the killing of the half-brother of North Korea's leader at Kuala Lumpur Airport on February 13, 2017. On Monday, Duan Thi Hong pleaded guilty to a less serious charge of causing injury using a dangerous weapon. She is expected to be released in May. The decision to drop the murder charge against the Vietnamese woman came 3 weeks after the court dropped a murder charge against an Indonesian suspect in the case. The Indonesian woman was released soon after. The two were charged with involvement in killing Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The two women had been the only suspects held after 4 North Korean suspects fled Malaysia after the killing in 2017. Oh E-sun is a senior fellow with the Singapore Institute of International Affairs. He said the decision not to charge the two women with murder was the end of the case because those responsible for the killing were hiding in North Korea. Both women said they thought they were involved in a prank for a TV show. They said they did not know they would be involved in killing anyone. The two were arrested and accused of placing a powerful poison called VX nerve agent on Kim Jong-nam's face. Kim Jong-nam was the oldest son in the current generation of North Korea's ruling family. He had been living outside North Korea for several years. Some experts believe he represented a threat to Kim Jong-un's rule in North Korea. Lawyers for the women have said they were used to carry out the killing by people with links to the North Korean embassy in Kuala Lumpur. They also said government lawyers failed to show the women meant to kill Kim Jong-nam. Malaysian officials have never officially accused North Korea of involvement. The women could have faced death sentences if they were found guilty of murder. Duan Thi Hong nodded in court Monday as the new charge was announced. Oh said she placed the nerve poison on Kim's face, although she may not have meant to kill him. The High Court judge sentenced her to 3 years and 4 months in prison from the day she was arrested on February 15, 2017. Her lawyer said she is expected to be freed in early May. Her sentence will be reduced by more than 30% for good behavior. I am happy, the 30-year-old Vietnamese woman told reporters as she left the courtroom. The new charge could have led to 10 years in jail. The judge told her he wished her all the best. Vietnamese officials in the courtroom cheered when the decision was announced. The change follows Malaysia's decision to drop the murder case against the Indonesian woman on March 11th after requests from Indonesia's government. Duan Thi Hong asked for the same treatment but was told no. The first charges in the case said that the two women worked with 4 North Koreans to murder Kim with VX nerve agent as he passed through the airport. The Vietnamese woman's lawyer said she was not a criminal. He said the 4 North Koreans were the real killers. They used her weakness, he said. I'm Jonathan Evans.